Helping you get a better broadcast, podcast and video voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. And welcome to today's episode of our podcast series, the words of which come from the accompanying book by the same name, Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice. Your pharynx, yeah, remember the pharynx, is the tube that goes from your larynx to the back of your mouth. And it acts a little bit like the pipe of a cathedral organ. Its length will help change the sound that's produced. And even though you can't change what the pharynx is made of and what the sound reflects off, you can change its properties. So if you tense your throat, your voice will sound tighter and more restricted and thinner, like I just did then. If you relax it, as I'm doing it now, you'll be a mellow fellow with a voice that is richer. Remember what we've said before about relaxation mentally, de-stressing physically. It all affects the sound of your voice in so many ways. One of my favourite bolognese recipes includes garlic and rosemary and basil and bay leaves, and each one of them adds to the overall flavour. In an orchestra, each instrument adds a quality to the complete sound. In the human body, each of the elements that I've spoken about before over the last couple of 3 days, especially the mouth and the nose resonators, the oral and nasal resonators, and the amount of sounded air going through them adds to the timbre, the resonance, how round your sound sounds. We can therefore change our voices for the better by, in the main, looking after our vocal health regarding what we put into our body and how we treat our bodies, and getting help if something is not quite right. I'm Peter Stewart. I'm a qualified vocal first aider, and therefore I know a bit about this stuff. And also I'm the author of a series of audio and video presentation books. I've hosted thousands of radio, TV shows and podcasts, and I've been a voice trainer for the BBC. My book and the podcast series, Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice. And tomorrow we're going to start looking at those resonators as we continue with our voyage of the voice from lungs to lips. We've gone past the vocal folds, and now we're moving up that voice canal to our resonators. And then we're going to be looking at the soft palate and the nose. And then we're going to be looking a little bit more about the pitch, about high and low pitch. And then we've got some more voice exercises to come in the next few weeks as well. And then we start getting into the mouth and how you create understandable words from the sound that you are producing, so you can better articulate your overall message to help inform or persuade or entertain your audience. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart. T-W-E-E-T-E-R-S-T-E-W-A-R-T.